So I got my plug in before we started taping this. Thank you. And before we start, I have a couple of other things that we have down at the booth, really. We have prayer cards with a picture of my wife and myself. It's suitable for your refrigerators. So if people would like any of these to be praying for the ministry, that would be great. I also have a few left down there of our RV outreach brochures. If you're an RVer or you know an RVer, that might be something that would appeal to them. And I have a few of those up here, too. But we'll get started. I am Gary Ogroski, and I'm director of Mission North America's ministry called M&A Second Career. And what I'd like to do today is kind of explain basically what the ministry is all about, to really define what it is. I think it's different from any other PCA ministry around. We just have a different function. And then to help explain what we are, I will tell you about some of the things we're doing, talk about some of the people. You can just turn that off, sure. The button at the top. Anyway, I'm director of M&A Second Career, and what I'd like to do is sort of give you a real feel for what our ministry is. And so at the beginning, I will tell you what we are, what our definition, our purpose is, and explain to you, I hope, why we're a little bit different from some of the other ministries. And then to further sort of flesh that out as far as what we are and what we do, I want to tell you about some of the projects, some of the listings that we're working on right now to give you an idea of the vast breadth of the different opportunity listings, different volunteer positions that we try to fill. It's very customized. Somebody comes to us and they tell us exactly what they need and we go look for that. Or a volunteer tells us what they'd like to do and we go look for that. So we're very customizable, I guess, if that's a word. So that'll help give you a better idea of what we do by just these examples of things we're doing and looking for right now. And then I'm going to kind of turn it around and give you more examples, but of examples of things that we have done. In other words, matches that we've made. And again, this will do one of two things. It'll explain, again, the breadth of the ministry, you know, just the wide variety of things we look for, and also let you know that this ministry actually works, which is kind of fun. That's really good to know when things are working. And then after we talk about that, I want to focus on what Second Career can do for you, what you can take away from this ministry, give you things that you can share with your people back home. And to help with that, then I want to go into a little detailed explanation of how Second Career works so you know how easy it is to get plugged in to our ministry, and we can help you with whatever need you're looking for. And then, finally, I'll wind up. Oh, before that, both in the beginning and the end, I want to talk a little bit about why we do what we do. Because when you're in ministry, I think it's really great from time to time just to sit back, take a step back, and say, why are we doing this? Are we fulfilling a call in Scripture to do something? Are we glorifying God? Is this about God, basically, and His kingdom? And so I think it's important just to briefly look at that. And then finally, if you like what we're doing, and you're kind of excited about this ministry like I am, I'd like to tell you three things that you can do that would really help us. And none of them cost a thing. So we'll talk about that. So because it's a mercy ministry, most of my examples will be focused on mercy ministry opportunities. But because we don't just focus on mercy ministry, I will talk a little bit about some of the other areas that we hit on. But let's get started. Oh, and by the way, if I clip along too quickly, if I don't explain something clearly enough for you, feel free to interrupt me and ask questions so we can take care of it as we go along. I've told you where we're going, so if we haven't come to that part yet, then don't worry about it. We'll hopefully cover it when we get there. But it is really a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to be somewhere where I can share about this M&A ministry, which many in the PCA are actually not familiar with. But it's essentially set up to give adults in the PCA an opportunity to serve in mercy ministry, no matter where they are, no matter how old they are, adults, but no matter how old they are as adults. And often they can serve without even traveling. They can serve right from the comfort of their living room, in front of the fire, or from their office at work. They can serve where they are many times. Now, in addition, as I said, to offering mercy ministry opportunities directly, I'll also talk about some of the things we do looking for church planters, churches, and other PCA ministries, because in those avenues, in those venues, we're building up the church. And whenever we're building up Christ's church, I think we're making mercy ministry more available too through all these other parts of the church. We're making the church stronger, allows us to do more mercy ministry. So I think it all can come back to mercy ministry. Well, what is this ministry? M&A Second Career is a relatively young ministry. It's only 3.5 years old. The purpose of M&A Second Career is to come alongside church planters, churches, and other PCA ministries that have a need for skilled help and match them up with PCA volunteers that have the needed skills and the time to volunteer. Because we don't charge anything for our matching services, there's no user fee for making a listing, there's no participation fee for volunteers, it's totally free. Because it's free, I think you'll see it's an exceptionally cost-effective way to bolster our workers in the field, strengthen God's kingdom, build the PCA, while at the same time we're enhancing the lives of our volunteers. It's truly a win-win-win-win situation. Why do we do this? I'll give you two reasons, one now and one more towards the end of the workshop. And one of the reasons that I think it's important to be doing this type of work is because, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, the United States and Canada are truly mission fields. There's an awful lot of people out there that don't know Christ. More and more people every year have never even heard of Christ in our country. We need to reach them. We see evidence of this, the world around us being a mission field, when we look at TV, when we go to the movies, when we look at our schools, when we even look, unfortunately, even in our own families, we see evidence. And so I think it's important to do whatever we can to strengthen the church to be reaching these people for Christ. And also, when we're home, I don't know if you're all from this particular area or from around the country, but when we're in our own community and we look around, I think a lot of us see ministry opportunities that are either not being met because there's not a ministry doing that work, or the ministries there aren't able to do them because they lack the resources they need to really do the things that they would love to do. Well, how does Mission North America reach the unreached and the unchurched? Well, we do it through a whole range of ministries. And you see many of them here at the conference. There's M&A Disaster Response. There's short-term missions, English Second Language, Native American Ministries, Metanoia Prison Ministries, M&A Refugee and Immigrant Ministries, lots of ministries. And M&A Second Career comes alongside all of those ministries to help them find volunteers to assist them in their work. So we are looking for all those many people that are sitting in the pews that have always wanted to be a part of a ministry in some sort, or sometimes even pastors, retiring pastors that want to continue doing something in ministry. We give them an opportunity to serve that perhaps they don't even see, don't even know existed before, because we make these things available, or they feel maybe they're not qualified. So many people, I mean, before I went to seminary, I kind of wondered, well, I don't know enough theology to maybe do this. Well, you can use your God-given skills and talents and life experiences in ministry, and we just have to find the right niche for people to plug in. And we are doing that sort of thing. M&A Second Career, there we go, is a matching service, and we match ministries and skilled volunteers together. Now, what kind of people do we put in ministry? Oh, I think. Yeah, that's good. This is a quote from one of our volunteers, a lady in Kentucky. And we lined her up using her skills she uses in her vocation with helping a ministry. And she said, I never dreamed I could use my skills as a tool in ministry. She worked basically in a corporate world where they helped companies be more productive on the internet. And she just, you know, this is a very commercial world. She had no clue that we needed her type of skills in ministry to make ministry more effective, make our websites more effective. And she was a great help to us. Well, some examples of people that are serving, and you can see there's all kinds of folks. We have placed volunteers, and they range from a homeschooling mother of six, the oldest being 6 years old, very busy lady, to 30-something computer programmers and graphic designers. They range from retired pastors to a young man entering his first career as a church, as a police officer. From people who are willing to move in ministry to people who need to serve from their own home. We have RVers who like to use their RVs in ministry, to people with experience working with social media or experiencing working internet sales. All kinds of people, young and old, at home or in the field, retired or fully engaged in their first career, raising kids and a family. M&A Second Career can use almost any adult in the PCA who really wants to serve in ministry in some capacity. And many of our opportunities, as I said, are specifically in mercy ministry. We're kind of in the business of bringing people and opportunities together. We're a matching service. And because of that, I've been introduced at some PCA meetings as the eHarmony guy of the PCA, because we make matches. We bring people and opportunities together. Now, before I really get into opportunities that are strictly mercy ministry, I'd like to tell you a little bit about church planting, too, because we have a lot of opportunities to help church planters, and a lot of people are excited about church planting. Any of you here, have you ever worked in church planting, ever been a church plant? Okay. Well, you know that it's a lot of work. There's a tremendous number of hurdles that church planters have to jump over and run around to be able to get a church plant up and going. A lot of challenges. Oftentimes, church planters are starting from scratch. Sometimes they'll take a group of people from the mother church and get, you know, a really nice core group going almost instantly, but sometimes it's like they parachuted in and there's nobody that they know. Sometimes they're young. Sometimes they have, they're young, they have young families. Sometimes this could be their first or second call after seminary. They haven't had a time to get a lot of different experiences. They have to raise all of their own support. Support not just for themselves, not just for themselves and their family, but support for their whole church to keep their church running until they get that to the point where it can carry itself. They work long hours, and occasionally they get discouraged. I mean, it's just, that's the way we're made. And after they've been on the field for 6 months or 18 months, often they find that there's just no way they can get everything done that they wanted to get done. And that's where M&A Second Career comes in. It's not that these church planters are poorly trained or skilled or not skilled. We have the best church planters in the PCA, I think, on the face of the earth. Great, they're well-trained, they're well-financed, they're well-prepared, they're well-screened. There's just not enough of them to do everything that they would like to do. Now, M&A realizes that they do need help, and so they do have a bunch of ministries to help church planters, to mentor them. There's also Parakaleia to help mentor and guide and be with the church planter wives, because they're very important to the church planning team. But there's also M&A Second Career, which fills one more niche. And what we do is come alongside a church planner and provide extra hands and feet to walk with them, to help them. They're free, you know, just to help them do whatever task it is that they need doing. Well, what type of opportunities, we call our volunteer positions opportunities to serve, what type of opportunities do we see? And let me just break them down into three broad categories. The first is what we call virtual opportunities. These are opportunities that can be done right from your own home. You don't have to go anywhere. Besides these virtual opportunities you can do from your own home or office are what we call short-term opportunities. And these are where the volunteer would need to be on site, but only say for a weekend or a week, something like that, a very contained period of time. And then we also have, besides the short-term and the virtual opportunities, long-term opportunities, where the volunteer would need to be on site with the ministry for, say, a year or two, walking with the church planner or the ministry leader, doing whatever needed to be done. And, obviously the longer-term ones are a little more difficult to fill, but it's really great if somebody's moving to a new city, and we move in this country all the time, to a new city to get hooked up with a ministry in that city even before you get there, something you'd like to work with and help in a church or a church plant before you even leave town. We can set you up with something to do and a group that's looking forward to seeing you before you even leave town. So a lot of people take long-term opportunities if they're close by or if they're relocating. And occasionally, we've had people sell their houses and move and pick up in a new spot just for the reason that they wanted to help that church planner. That's very exciting. Well, to I think, tell the story better. I'd like to introduce you to some friends of mine, people that have come to us and asked for us to help them find opportunities. And this will, as I said before, kind of give you a better idea of the breadth of listings, the widespread types of talents that we're looking for. This is Mark Casson. He's director of Metanoia Prison Ministry. He's here. His table's next to mine. He's a great guy, and he leads Metanoia Prison Ministries for Mission North America. He has 6 opportunities to serve up on our website right now. 3 of those are virtual, and 3 of them would be on site in Chattanooga. My favorite one is Disciple Prisoners by Mail. And basically what this is, and we're helping him recruit volunteers. I mean, he's recruiting volunteers, but we're casting the net for him also. Basically, they have people in the prisons, inmates, who want to know more about Christ, and so they give them a Bible study, and it walks them through the Bible. And along with this Bible study or Bible study questions that they take a little quiz when they finish a section, they send that to Metanoia Prison Ministry, who forwards it on to a volunteer who has a grading sheet from Metanoia Prison Ministry and can easily grade that test, write a short encouraging letter to the prisoner using your first name only. You send it back to Metanoia. Metanoia sends it then on to the prisoner. And so you get a real correspondence going. You get to know the people behind bars. And right now they've just got a women's prison, so we're really looking for women volunteers as well as men in numbers. So if that interests anybody, you know, that might be something you'd like to look into. It only takes like an hour a month, so this is the sort of thing that an awful lot of people could do right from their own homes serving in Mercy Ministry. Another example, and these first 3 are all virtual opportunities, opportunities you can do from your home. Pat Hatch, director of M&A Refugee and Immigrant Ministry, she's here as well. And come on in. And she has 2 opportunities to serve up with us. One is looking for attorneys, but one is looking for non-attorneys to be legal assistants to aid immigrants. Now, this is one that requires some training. And so there's actually 40 hours of training required and then a little internship to kind of get used to the material, because the laws that are written about refugees and immigrants in this country are very complex. And in order to help these people and not hurt these people, you really have to know the intricacies of the law. So they put their volunteers through a really good training program. But this is something you could do in your own hometown at a refugee or immigrant center, maybe in your church or a neighboring church in your town. And these, you know, our nation is covered with immigrants all over the country. So this would be a very current need, and one that would be really good and something you can do pretty much from your own home location. Randy Neighbors is also here, and he is the director of M&A Urban and Mercy Ministries. He has 2 listings up with us also. One is virtual, this one, and another one would be on-site in Chattanooga. But here he's looking for publicity specialists, people that know marketing. You don't have to be in Chattanooga to advise somebody about publicity and marketing. He needs help getting the word out about what they're doing. He wants to get more people excited about it, more people interested in this. He's not selling anything. He just wants to get people involved in the ministry. And we have actually church planters that are looking for publicity specialists too. So there's a lot of need to get the word out about what people are doing so the more people will be able to participate and get excited about it. So those are 3 examples of the virtual opportunities, opportunities you can do right from your own home. Well, what about short-term opportunities? Well, I think I said before that our RV outreach is a great example of short-term opportunities. And the ministry, as I said before, is new, so we started in 2012, and we were running RV trips and RV opportunities for individuals as well right up to today. And today, our RVers are at Ridgehaven, the PCA's Camp Conference and Retreat Center, doing all kinds of work around the camp. So they're very busy, and as I was telling some people, they plan to go to South Carolina in the next couple of weeks, a group of them. It's not always the same people. We have a group of people, and parts of that group go different times, different places. Going to South Carolina to do disaster response work. We have an opportunity, I think it's the next one up, that goes to Van, Texas. This is a picture from 2012. They went to Joplin, Missouri after the tornado went through there. This is a picture the following year in Atlantic City after Superstorm Sandy. This was actually community outreach, helping a church plant there reach into their community, you know, making their church sort of have a bigger presence there, helping the people in the community after that terrible storm. Sheds of Hope, John Brown is here. He's doing a little workshop right across the way. He did that little ministry moment type thing last night. Great guy. Heads up Sheds of Hope for disaster response. We had an RVer go to Van, Texas to help build the Sheds of Hope up there for them. So there's a lot of things we're doing with RVers, but you don't have to be an RVer to do short-term opportunities. We have an opportunity up on the website now to help disaster response with their warehouse. You may have heard that Disaster Response purchased basically an old furniture store in Rome, Georgia, and they're refitting it to be their warehouse so they can pre-position supplies, disaster response supplies, so they can respond quicker when there's a disaster. But it's a lot of work turning a retail store into a warehouse and also setting up some offices and classroom space and that sort of thing. So we have an opportunity for people to go for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, a week, to go, and they would be working on whatever the project is that they're working on in the warehouse at that time. Last time I checked, they were sanding the floors to get the glue from the carpet off the floor. So they're just slowly working through all the jobs that you have to do to refit a building. So there's that type of thing. We also help church planters with their outreach. This is Scott. He's from Mobile, Alabama, and he's a church planter, and his church is Trinity Family Ministries. And his short-term opportunity to serve is really kind of neat. It's home renovation, and he's looking for people that are like contractors or skilled laborers. They were given a house. The church plant was given a house. It's run down, and they're trying to fix this up so it'll become affordable housing, so people in the community can use this house. So he's asking for people that know how to do this type of renovation work to come for, say, a week, and not only help them renovate the house, but actually train the people in their church and in the community how to do this kind of work. So he wants to teach people how to do drywall work, how to do simple plumbing, how to do simple electrical work. Have the people in the community do the work so they learn the skills, so then they will be able to continue using these skills in their own home, in their neighbor's home, or perhaps get a better paying job. So that's his idea. That was in Mobile, Alabama. And all of these are on our website. And you can see much more detail on the website. Yes?
About the legal assistance one, is that like a full-time opportunity, or can someone do that in addition to a full-time job that they already have?
I'm sure you can do it in addition to a full-time job. I mean, you could throw yourself in as much as you wanted.
Okay.
Yeah, that you should talk to Pat. I'm not Pat.
I've already been.
Yeah, she's very good, and she's very precise. If you read the listing, there's a book at my table, and in that book I have a printout of every one of our listings that's up on the website now, and her listing would be there. And she is very precise about the exact wording we wanted to put in that listing, because it's technical work. You want to say it right. So check with her, and you can read our listing that we have up, or you can see it on the website. Okay, Brad Beyer is another church planner. He's in Chicago. He's in the University of Chicago area. Is anybody familiar with the University of Chicago area of Chicago? It's a hard part of town. It's tough. Well, he has a church plant there, and they have some apartments. And they want people with, again, construction-type skills to come and help them renovate those apartments, again, so they can have affordable housing for their members of their church and members of the community. And that's Mercy Ministry, and that's short-term. Go for a week, help them out. He has a second listing up as well that's more long-term. But, you know, these are really great opportunities. Now, as far as a long-term opportunity, this is one that I just picked out. We have a whole bunch of them. But this is a church planter in Philadelphia, and he has a church plant that is very international. They have church services in English, Chinese, and Albanian. So it's a real group. And they have a youth group. And he's looking for people that are coming to Philadelphia. He'll be there a while. That'll be a youth group assistant. You know, you need people assisting, bodies there to make a youth group really function. And his church is thriving. And they have an ESL program that he has an opportunity listing up on our website as well. So if you're going to Philadelphia to live for a while, you know, you might check that out. Or if you know, the thing is, this whole thing works really a lot by networking, word of mouth, and you know, we'll talk about how we get our volunteers in a little bit. But if you know somebody in Philadelphia, or you know somebody who knows somebody in Philadelphia, that's how we kind of get things done. Okay, so I think from this, you can see that M&A's second career is a little different than most PCA ministries that you run into, because we are there to help all these other ministries. That's our ministry, is putting people and opportunities together. How do we do this? There's another quote. This is from a volunteer who said, "I didn't think it would be this easy from my own desk." Now, this person took a virtual opportunity, and all she had to do was just almost use her business skills, helping a ministry in another part of the country using her skills. And she had no clue that it would be this easy. She didn't have to learn anything extra. She already knew everything she needed to know. She was the expert helping them, so it was just really great. Well, how do we do this? We do it, basically, it's a two-pronged approach. We are looking out at the church community, you know, the PCA community, the ministries, the church planners, all that, and we're looking for volunteer opportunities that are out there in the field, and then we make them available to the people in the congregation and the churches, pastors and lay people. We're always looking for new opportunities to make available. So this is one direction that we're going, looking for the opportunities. Then we turn and we look at our potential volunteers. And in many cases, and I think you can see this from the volunteer opportunities we looked at before, we're looking for particular skills. So we almost become headhunters, looking for people out there in the PCA that have the skills that we need and invite them to participate in these ministry opportunities. Sometimes we're just looking for volunteers and we ask them, what are your interests? What are things you'd like to do? What kind of ministry would you like to be working on? And then we turn around and we look for volunteers, or opportunities rather, out in the field. So we're working in two directions all the time, looking for volunteer opportunities and looking for people. And I think in any case, what you see is that we're really a matching service. We're like a bulletin board in Starbucks, in which, you know, you go in and there's a bulletin board and people put up, you know, advertisements for what they're selling or what they're doing, and other people put up opportunities, that things they need. They need an apartment, they need a car, they need whatever. And it's up to the people to go in and sort that all out. We're kind of a bulletin board on steroids, because we do the looking for them. I mean, we sort all that out. We try to find the opportunities, make them available to people, find people and find opportunities for them. So we're kind of working in both directions to make this all work. And it's a lot of fun. And as it turns out, we've found some really good news. We have some great volunteers, and it's, you know, we have a treasure in the PCA, and the PCA is, the treasure is us, the people. And we have very skilled people, very, you know, God-focused people. We have wonderful people that want to volunteer and help these ministries. It's very exciting. I get to meet a lot of nice people. It's just really been a lot of fun. And we take, and I want to stress, we take volunteers of all adult ages, all ages. A lot of people, when they see our name, Second Career, they're thinking strictly as seasoned members of our church, the more senior members, people nearing retirement or retired, and we certainly want those. As it turns out, most of our volunteers are on the younger end of things. We would actually like to encourage some of our more senior people to volunteer, because they have some traits, four traits, that are exceptionally valuable to us. For example, I think, this is my opinion, that some of the more senior people in the congregations have a real desire to do something significant. They're coming to the end of their first career, or maybe they're at their end of their first career, and they're asking the question, now what? What am I going to do? I want to do something that matters. You know, I've worked at this company for a long time, and I was great, provided my family, but I want to do something that really matters. Not that their job didn't matter, it was important, but they want to do something more heavenly oriented, I guess. They know they're not done because the Lord hasn't called them home. I mean, the Lord's going to call you home when he's finished with you here, and if he hasn't called you home, he's got something for you to do. It reminds me a little bit of that old Peggy Lee song. It's, none of you guys would ever have heard of it, probably, but the title is that all there is? You know, they know there's more to it than what they got. So they desire significance. And we want people that want to do something that's significant. That's good for us. A second trait that people that are more seasoned, I think, have is that they want a new venture oftentimes. Sometimes they want to travel, see the country. They buy an RV. Well, I have a ministry that can give them a good place to go and something good to do when they get there and have a lot of fun doing it. But sometimes they want to use the skills that God has given them and that they've worked on and practiced in their business, but not use them for the company, but use them in ministry somehow. And so they're looking for some ways to do all these good things that they can do, but apply them to ministry, and we help them find those opportunities. Or maybe they want to do something entirely different, learn a new skill. Well, we'd love to have those people too, because we'd love for them to learn a new skill to help people. So besides wanting to do something significant, they oftentimes also want a new venture, and that really fits what we do. A third trait that's really valuable to us is that typically people that are more seasoned in our churches have a lot of freedom. I remember when my wife Marcy came to me one day and she said, "You know, Gary, for the first time in 20-some years, we can take off today and go anywhere we want, any time today, or actually any day of the year. We don't have to be home for the kids or the kids' activities or your work schedule or anything. We can go." And we have opportunities that would really benefit from people who are able to go quickly rather than schedule it for a time 3 months in advance when the family and the kids can all go somewhere together. So the freedom, the desire for significance, and the desire for a new venture are all important. And then one final trait that I think is really valuable in this group is that this is one of the few resources that I can think of in the church and in the country that's actually growing. We're getting more and more seniors every day. Right now in the PCA, there's approximately 60,000 communicant members who are 62 or over. 60,000. That really could make a difference in our country, just a fraction of those. I mean, that's a great resource in our country. By the year 2050, those over 65 or 65 and over will make up over 20%, 21% of our population. That's more than one out of every five people will be 65 and over. Right now, adults who are 50 and over make up a whopping 45% of the population, the nation's largest demographic, and it's going to be that way for the next 50 years. This is a great opportunity. So I don't want anybody who's more senior to be discouraged. We have lots of good ideas for them to do active things that would suit many of them. Not everybody, but many of them. But I do want to emphasize that you can have a second career at any age, and we love all of our volunteers. So there's most of our volunteers are on the younger side. Okay, now, in our brochure right there, and I have lots of these here if anybody wants them, and we have them down at the table as well. In our brochure, you can see the wide range of types of opportunities we have. A lot of things in technology, but things like daycare, people with musical talent, medical skills, legal skills, financial services type people. For many of these opportunities, you can work from home using Skype, the telephone, internet, email, this sort of thing. And a full listing of all our opportunities can be seen on the website. And in a few minutes, I'll show you how our website works and sort of walk you through that.
So these are actually paid positions then?
Most of the positions are free. I mean, they're volunteers. We have a few that have a stipend. Especially musical ones get stipends. There is the disaster response warehouse might have a stipend. There's a number that could have a stipend. Well, yeah, we kind of think of this as our second. I'm in my second career. I'm ordained in the PCA. I'm a teaching elder, but it's my second career, and I am authorized to, have a salary, but I don't take any salary. I mean, all the money, if you donate money to second career, all goes to the work. None of it comes to me. So it's a second career, but I'm volunteer. You know, in the eyes of the tax man, I'm volunteering, so I don't get any money. Other questions on that?
No, just to spread the word around about that. That's the reason I asked.
Yeah, no, it's we're looking for volunteers. But there are a few opportunities that do have a small stipend attached, which is nice. This is very nice. Okay, in our brochure, we have lots of ideas and places that you can look. But one really exciting thing is that this ministry, even though it's only 3.5 years old, is working. I mean, we see the results already. Wallace, a ministry leader in the PCA up in North Carolina, said, "We were simply amazed at how much work the M&A Second Career team was able to accomplish." I mean, we really have great volunteers that, you know, they want to make a difference, and they do really good things. Well, some examples of, and this will give you even a broader area, idea of the different opportunities we're looking for. There was a church planter in Iowa. He's a really bright guy. And when he planted his church, he made a little website for his church. But quickly, his church grew and outgrew his website. He wanted a brand new website, and he didn't have the skill to give himself the website he wanted. He didn't know how to do it. He didn't have the time to learn how to do it, and he didn't have the money to pay somebody how to do it. But we found him a web designer in Virginia who was willing to give him that website. We had a church planter in Alabama who also needed a website, but he didn't have even a rudimentary one. He just didn't have any, and he wanted a website, and we found a computer program to do that for him too. We had a request from California. The prison ministry needed help in developing an answer key for the Bible study that they were using in the prisons. They got a wonderful gift from a nationally known Christian organization that gave them videos, Bible study materials, books, all kinds of things to use in the prisons, and with little quizzes at the end of each section, but no answer key. And we found a reformed man in Michigan who had the time and the desire to do all those Bible studies and come up with an answer key. And actually, it's Metanoia Prison Ministry, and they're using the answer key that our volunteer in Michigan found for or made for them. So, I mean, it really works. Our RV trips, we've had them, as you saw, from to Joplin, to Atlantic City, to Ridge Haven, to Texas. We send our RVers to a lot of places, and they have a ball doing it. There was a church planter in South Dakota, and this is a little different. He's a young guy. He's into social media. I'm not so good at that. But he wanted to develop a conversation about Christ and his community using social media. One, just to get people talking about Jesus and sort of spreading the word about Christ. But secondly, it wouldn't be bad to help draw people into his church. He had a Facebook page. He had a Twitter account. He was in LinkedIn. He had all the tools there, but he didn't know how to really make a campaign out of it, how to make it really a conversation to get it going. And he and I both knew that politicians use social media to get elected. So there's got to be a way to help the church. Social media consultants are really expensive. But we found one in Texas who was willing to donate his time and coach that guy on how to develop a social media outreach for his church. A lot of fun. We had a church planter in Alberta that had a couple of opportunities up on the website, and one was for a web administrator. He had a great website. The problem with his website was that he and his staff were so busy doing ministry that they didn't have time to keep it up to date. And I don't know if it's anything like my church website, but they come out of date very quickly. I mean, the calendar always has to be updated. You always want pictures about the events you just did and announcements about the upcoming events on there, and it's just constantly turning over. Well, we found this Canadian church planner, a web administrator in Virginia, who was happy to do that. You know, they email him the stuff, and she would plug it into the website. Lots of fun. Really great. In Tennessee, there was a church planner who needed some help with some administrative financial questions that he had. And we found an expert on a particular topic that he was looking for in Maryland, and they solved all his problems in an hour-long telephone conversation. So some of these opportunities can be taken care of quickly when you find the right person. And this is a fun one, too. In New Jersey, we had a church planter. He was an experienced church planter. This is not his first church plant. And he wanted to get his church involved in community outreach, almost from the get-go. But he had limited resources. He didn't have much money, didn't have a lot of people, but he knew he wanted to get right away into community outreach. And what he wanted, he asked us to find somebody with executive business experience that understood about executive business models, programming, planning, you know, how to set up some sort of a business approach to doing a community outreach. He did not want to make his church into a business, not at all. He just wanted to be good stewards of the limited resources he had. And we found a former executive living in Florida who does this type of work for churches in his area, and he was willing to travel to New Jersey, meet his people, meet the people in the church, see the community, see what was needed, what would be good. He went back to Florida and developed a terrific outreach plan for this church to implement over time. So they have a real focus. They have a real target to go to. So it's kind of exciting. And now besides all these, M&A Second Career could also use volunteers. So we're always looking for people that are willing and excited about what we do. And it can be something as simple as making phone calls from our contact center, something like that, which I'll talk about in a minute, or writing the opportunity listings that we put up on our website. Because when an opportunity listing comes in, it takes a little bit of time to develop it, to get the information down the way that the church planner or ministry leader wants to have it. We want to have it as specific as possible to their needs so that we find the right person for them. So we want them to know and have it clear in their head what they want, so we don't waste their time and the volunteer's time when the match would be served better by somebody else with slightly different talent. So we try to refine that as much as we can. Well, then often I'm asked, how do we find our volunteers? You know, how do you do this? Well, we use a real shotgun approach. We'd use just anything that we can think of. And I'll give you a list of the ones that we found work the best. And the first is networking. I'm here to meet you all you nice people, and explain what M&A Second Career is all about. And hopefully get you a little excited about it, because I think it's a really cool ministry. We help ministries. But I'm not just talking to you. I hope I'm talking to all the people in your churches and the people in your presbyteries and all the people that you know, because you'll be excited about this and go home and tell, I really learned something about a cool ministry in Mission North America that matches volunteers to ministries, you know, gets them to work. We want to give opportunities to the people sitting in the pews. Churches come to us and ask us, or they tell us, I wish our people would be more interested in serving. And we give them something that they can really shoot for. They can show their congregation, these are ways that you can serve without going to seminary, right from your own home sometimes. So it's just making it available. They may not be able to do some of these things or be interested in doing it, but we want to make it available. So networking is a great way to do that. So I'm hoping that you'll be smiling when you leave. And tell you what, I'll give a free pen to anybody that signs up for our newsletter or something like that. But I'm excited about what we do, and networking is a great way. Telling people face-to-face. You're telling your friends, your Bible study group. That's the way that interest spreads, so it's really good. So network is important. I mentioned the contact center earlier. Our contact center is made up of a very small group of folks that meet in the basement of a church, and once, maybe twice a month, they get together, and we make targeted phone calls to PCA churches, only calling churches. We don't call individuals. We call churches, and we try to speak to the pastor or whoever would be the appropriate person. Oftentimes, it's the secretary. And we say, my name is Gary Ogroski, and I'm calling for Mission North America, Second Career Ministry. And we ask them, are you familiar with the ministry? And if they say yes, great. If they say no, in one sentence, we tell them what we do. But I'm calling on behalf of Joe Doakes, who's a church planner in your presbytery, who has come to us with a certain need for a volunteer. And we say, he is looking for whatever he's looking for. And we ask him just flat out, does anybody come to mind that might be able to, you know, take this volunteer position? And this is all scripted. And, you know, this is just like a call center where we know where the conversation will go depending on how they answer the questions. We even have it on a computer for those that like to use computers. But it's not commercial. I mean, it's just these are genuine people trying to place people. So it's just that if they have trouble, and most of them, after they use the script once or twice, they know what we want to say, so they just make it their own. But we want them to feel comfortable doing it, so we have this script. So most of the time they say no, they don't know anybody. And so then we say, well, would you be willing to share this opportunity with your congregation by putting a little announcement in your church bulletin or in your newsletter? And almost invariably they say yes, because they know Joe Doakes. They'd love to help him. And by getting the announcements in their church bulletin and have them interested in helping their friend, we make matches. And we make more matches through our contact center than any other way. Just a handful of people, a dozen or less, making phone calls once or twice a month. We really get results. And it's a God thing, because we were calling for a church planner in Oklahoma, and we called a church planner in another part of the state, and that's a big state. But he had somebody that was in his congregation, we were looking for a graphic designer, that had moved to Indiana, and he was looking for an excuse to contact him to ask him how he was doing. So he called his former parishioner and asked him, you know, how are you doing? Oh, by the way, would you be willing to donate your graphic design skill to help my buddy in another city in Oklahoma? And he said yes. So, I mean, that sort of thing is just like prearranged. I mean, you can't pay for that. That's a God thing. So anyway, the contact center works. In addition to the contact center, we have our website. And we'll go into a little detail about the website in a little bit. But a website has information about our ministry, and all of the opportunity listings are there, and they're kept pretty well up to date. You know, we send them to Atlanta, and it takes maybe a week or a couple of weeks to get them up. And then when they come down, it takes, you know, a little lag time to get them down. But we try to keep this really up to date. And people in Atlanta are great at doing that. They really are good. Okay, so we have our website. We have our contact center. And we do networking. Then also, we like to use social media. We have a Facebook page and a Twitter account. And basically on Facebook, we'll put up posts that highlight a volunteer. We want people to see pictures. And when we put up a picture of a volunteer, we use only the first name of the person and maybe the state they're from. Because sometimes the state's interesting because they're in one state and the church planter or ministry they're helping is in another state, you know, halfway across the continent. So that's kind of fun. So we'll sort of, we're not like necessarily praising, but we're thanking the volunteer for their time. And the second thing that really does is that you and I see that and we think, well, gosh, they did that. I could have done something like that. So it gets them interested in thinking. We'll also highlight opportunities. You know, when a new opportunity comes along, we'll also put in little blurbs about things happening in the ministry, like I was coming here, and I encourage people to come to the Mercy Ministry Conference. So that's a good way, and our Twitter account basically is sort of an echo of the Facebook account. But so we use social media, we have our call center, our website, and we use networking. And then also we have our newsletter, which I hope a few of you have signed up for. And the newsletter goes out quarterly. It's emailed, but I do have some printed copies down at the table. If for those of you who came in late, you can pick one up if you like. But it would, if you printed it out, it goes on two sides of one piece of paper, has lots of pictures. And again, it does the same sort of thing at Facebook. We highlight always a volunteer. We highlight an opportunity. And we have one thing that's not necessarily in Facebook is our prayer requests. And so that's really, really important to us. So the newsletter is a great way. You can print it out, put it on your missions bulletin board at church, you know, or hand it out to your missions committee, your deacons. Just information. You know, tell your friends about it if they might be interested. Do you have a question?
Do the volunteers have to be from PC church congregation?
Do the volunteers have to be from a PCA church? Pretty much, we're looking for PCA people. There are certain opportunities where suppose you're going on a mission trip in your church and you have some seekers. You can include those in your church mission trip because you're going with them and you're going to be with them to shepherd them, and also they know they're going on a mission trip. So that would be appropriate use of people that aren't necessarily PCA. Sure.
Contact information.
I'd love to.
Especially in the metro place. And this was the first place in the entire country that started all at churches, but not DC churches.
Mm-hmm.
I guess some are professing Christians. I think 60% of those who go to those meetings aren't Christians. And mm-hmm. So for me, especially when I didn't have a job, it was a ministry and outreach opportunity.
Great.
But then not all were Christians, so I mean, volunteers, but they may not fit if you're looking only for Christians. And even
pretty much we're looking for Christians, and pretty much we're looking for PCA people. Yeah. But
for example, the website.
Yes.
Anybody
can do that.
So
that's right. It depends on the listing. And, you know, the thing is, the PCA is a very bottoms-up organization. Mm-hmm. And when we make a match, it's still voluntary. Either party can say, I don't think this is a real match. It's like eHarmony. We introduce people, but they have to decide for themselves whether this is really a match. We don't force anything on anybody. I've had people who have said they were Christian that I'm not sure. You know, I don't know. It's not my job. I don't know their hearts. That's God's job. But I, you know, we always make sure that whoever is receiving that volunteer understands, you know, that they need to talk to the people and make sure they're going to fill what they want. So I can't tell what's in somebody's heart, but you know, when somebody comes from the church, we have a better understanding. You know, like when somebody did the Metanoia Prison Ministry answer key, that had to be somebody that was reformed in faith, well-trained, and well-schooled. So that's, you know, boom, boom, boom. When we have something for discipling and mentoring, and we get requests for that, that has to be somebody with discipling and mentor skills in the church, understanding good principles from our PCA point of view. So we're very picky about some of that. If we're just building sheds of hope, which is not a small thing, it's a great thing, I can see it would be possible for people to take along people that wanted to see what it looked like, you know, and wanted to help. But, you know, basically this is a PCO operation. I don't want to do anything to undermine that. Good question. Yes, right.
I'm sorry,
they're
a representative of them.
Yeah, so
he's putting them out there as a representative of MNA, so.
Yeah, we want to be careful as to all that. Yeah. Okay, so the newsletter. Great newsletter. I write it. anyway, seriously, it's a lot of fun, and I enjoy doing it. But I'm a science and math guy too, so that's a stretch. But at any rate, it is very helpful to us, and we do get volunteers from that. Not this newsletter, but the newsletter before, the opportunity to serve was answered in less than 24 hours because somebody saw it in the newsletter, they called up, boom, they had it. It was great. Email blast. This is a little bit like our contact center, except we send emails, and we send emails from the contact center as well. But this is almost the same thing where we would take a part of the country, a certain group of presbytery, that we think would be interested in a particular type of need, and we send emails to those churches, not to individuals, only to the churches, basically just saying who we are, and we're helping this ministry and the PCA look for volunteers that could help them with this. Would you mind putting an opportunity, just a blurb? And we give them the blurb. It's like we're talking four sentences, you know, in their newsletter to talk about this opportunity. And then a little similar than that, our church bulletins. We have a subscription service, really, where churches that are interested in telling their folks about ministry opportunities by putting a little short blurb in their newsletter or bulletins, or using this as a jumping-off point to have corporate prayer during worship service, praying for the church planner or the ministry, we send them every month a little, and this is four sentences, telling them about a particular need. This is a church planner who needs some help doing a particular task, and by putting it in the and we almost always do virtual needs on that. That could be done anywhere in the country. There's exceptions to that, but when we do specific areas, we usually put in like three or four so that people can see that they're everywhere. And the idea is they'll see that these opportunities are everywhere around the country, so they'll look at the website to find out more opportunities and get exposed to what's available in their part of the country. But anyway, we have a service, and if your church would be interested in receiving this is free. We just email it to the church, whoever is the person designated to receive these things. And if they have room in their newsletter, just to include these, they can edit it if they want. But these, like, four-sentence announcement that the highlighted opportunity in missions this month is so-and-so in Nebraska needs this, you know. And for more information, go to our, you know, well, in this case, I think it's email me or call me, and my phone number is there, and then we'll get them hooked up or lined up with something. So this has been very helpful. So if especially pastors who would really love to see their people get more excited about missions, just by having it month after month after month, mission opportunities for individuals to do, oftentimes without leaving home, this gets them thinking. And like when we go and do a missions conference at a church and we tell them about the opportunities, mostly, we don't get a lot of volunteers or any volunteers out of that church, but volunteerism in that church really goes up because we're talking about using your skills in ministry, and they're there in that church, and they'd love to help their church. So it gets kind of talked about, and it just bubbles up. So the church bulletin announcements are helpful in a number of ways. So church bulletin announcements, which is a free service, email blasts, newsletters, Facebook, Twitter, contact center, website, and networking all work. And then also, we'll put similar monthly little announcements in M&A Online, the M&A monthly email newsletter. If any of you don't subscribe to that, it's really good. It tells you what's going on in M&A. But there'll be a listing in there each time from M&A Second Career talking about different opportunities. And also Multiply, which is the printed quarterly M&A trifold newsletter, comes out. We'll be mentioned in there from time to time as well. So those are the different ways that we try to find opportunities for people. And next is, I lost my train of thought. We're going to look at the website, because when you go back to your church, I want you to be able to understand how the website works, and most importantly, know how to get there. The easiest way, if you're driving a car, to get someplace is to go the way you know. So I'm going to give you three different ways of getting to our website, and whatever is easiest for you is the way to go. We are in M&A. M&A is in the PCA. We are the church. We're not a parachurch. We're the church. And so if you go to our church website, you'll be able to work your way through. So the PCA homepage is www.pcanet.org. The net.org sometimes throw people, but that's the way the domain name happened to work out. So www.pcanet.org will take you to the homepage, and it's a very nice homepage. But over on this side, and there's more down below, of course, are committees and agencies, and all the committees and agencies of the PCA are listed here. And this one right here is Mission to North America. And if you put your cursor over that and click it, you would be taken to the M&A homepage. So the first way to get there is to start with the PCA page. But if you are already familiar with Mission North America's homepage, you can just go straight there and skip that whole first step. The address for M&A's homepage is a little different, www.pcamna.org. So it's different than the homepage for the denomination. And there's a picture at the top of the homepage, and this sort of revolves. There'll be a picture talking about disaster response, so people with hammers and saws. There'll be a thing about prison ministry, and they're only on for so many seconds. But this is the picture for a second career. And basically just this talk sort of gets the people thinking. There are a lot of opportunities: outreach facility, mentoring, Spanish-speaking lay people, RV ministry, evangelism, help jumpstart a church, youth, join a youth group assistant, newsletter assistant, service opportunities, discipling, administrative assistants, graphic designer, all kinds of different opportunities is the idea. But to get from here to our page, you put your cursor over outreach ministries, and a little drop-down menu will appear, and you just put your cursor over M&A Second Career, click it, and you're taken to our homepage. This has the address, www.pcamna.org/second-career. Not to confuse you, but this is the only place you'll see a hyphen in Second Career, and it's there just because of computer things. Everywhere else is just Second Career, one word. But it's www.pcamna.org/second-career. So if you know that address, you can go straight there. And once you're there, you're only one click away from whatever you probably want to know about M&A Second Career. It's really great. Looking at this a little bigger, over here is a nice little article that just talks about different parts of the ministry, explains the ministry, introduces it to you. And as you go through, there'll be little links embedded in there that talk that if you click on will take you to more information about that particular topic. But suppose you want to, you know what you want. You want to either volunteer, or you're a ministry leader and you want to put up an opportunity to serve on our website, or you want to see what opportunities are there. What you want to do is go over to this right-hand sidebar. It's what I call Action Alley, because with one quick click, once you're here, you can find just about whatever you want. Suppose you want to volunteer. You put your cursor over Want to Volunteer and click it, and that'll take you to a little form that you fill out. And basically, we want to know who you are, contact information, how can we find you, and what you're interested in. Are you interested in one of our opportunities that you saw in the opportunity section, or do you want to didn't see it and you'd like to do something else? You just type in a little bit about yourself, your skills, and what you want to do, and click submit, and that form very quickly goes to our facilitator, Barbara Campbell, who cares for our volunteers. And I say cares for our volunteers because she really cares for our volunteers. Have you ever been frustrated with volunteering for something and then you never hear back? You will hear back from Barbara. You will know that we're praying for you. If we don't have something for you, she will get back to you in 6 months and say, we still have your information. You know, we haven't forgotten about you. We're still looking. She really, and we really, care about our people. We pray for the people who have listings. We pray for our volunteers. We want them, you know, to be well cared for. So if you want to volunteer, just go there, fill out the form, and boom, we'll be talking to you. Suppose you're a ministry leader, church planter. You have something that you need some help with. You put your cursor over want to list an opportunity, and you click that. Well, you come to a different form, and it asks you questions like, what is your ministry? What do you need? You know, job description, qualifications, job title, and then a little bit about your ministry. You click submit, and that form comes to me, and I will get back to you. If you clicked yesterday, I won't get back to you until next week because I'm here. I'm sorry. My office is in my home, and I just need the stuff there to be able to really intelligently answer questions. So you might have a little delay if we're out of town, but you'll get a away message so you know that I'm not just ignoring you. You know, I'm busy. But that comes to me, and you can expect to hear from me either by email or by phone. Once I know a little more about you, I'll probably ask one of our volunteers to actually write up the opportunity listing. You will get a chance, an opportunity, to review that listing before it goes up on the website, because we want to get it right. We want to make sure we're really understanding what you need. It doesn't do us any good, either of us, if we don't have it correct. So we want to make sure you're happy with what we're asking for. And then after we do that, it takes a little while to work that up, depending on the person that's looking for the help, how easy it is to get things back and forth, then we submit it to Atlanta. Suppose you want to just see what the different opportunities are. Well, then put a cursor over See Current Opportunities and click it, and you'll be taken to our Current Opportunities page, and at the top of the page is a map, and these little pins in here are the places where we have an opportunity from. And you can do one of two things. You can put your cursor over any of these pins and click it, and it'll tell you a little bit about that opportunity. Or you can scroll down the page, and starting here are opportunities from your own home, and it'll be listing, and then down below, opportunities on site, and soon we'll have a section, opportunities of our interest for RVers or something, because we're getting quite a number of those listings. Suppose you're interested in this first one right here. You can't read it, but it says Slide Preparer, Hymns and Scriptures, New City Fellowship Church, Hollywood, Florida, listing number, and I think it's 1111A. Well, you think preparing slides for a worship service. I've seen those. I know what those are. So you put your cursor over that and you click it. You'll be taken to a page that describes that particular listing. At the top of that page will be a little choice, See Printable Version. And I really suggest you click that because that'll take you to this. You'll see pictures, a logo, maybe a picture of the city, something like that. But the information, the basic information of the opportunity will be here, the organization. New City Fellowship Church, Hollywood, Florida. Here's the pastor's name and their website. You can go to the website, check them out a little bit, see what they're into. What type of church service are you going to be, you know, are you into contemporary music, into other music, you know, just maybe it makes it fun. Then the opportunity, Slide Preparer, Hymns and Scripture. Job description, prepare slides for hymns and scriptures from information emailed to the volunteer on a weekly basis. It's a volunteer position. It's virtual, so there's no housing. The special qualifications are here. You need a little experience with computers, you know, what do they ask for? PowerPoint. Somebody knows something like PowerPoint. Hours per week, he thinks an hour would do it. If it was me doing it, it would take a little longer, but, you know. Worksite location, it's virtual. Expect the length of time, ongoing. And then the contact information. If you're interested or you want to know more about it, you contact this person. And then here's a little information about the ministry itself. They get to tell us a little blurb about their church, what they're doing, where they are, that sort of thing. Whatever they want to put in and tell you about them, they'll put there. It's really kind of fun. So these are bulletin board friendly. You can print them out, pass them out, put them up on church bulletin boards, you know. That's really kind of cool. Any questions about the opportunities to serve? Okie doke. Well, sometimes people ask me, and I see we're getting to the end of our time, I think, how can I help? Maybe you kind of, I hope you get excited. I'm excited about this ministry. How can you help us? Well, there's three things that you could do for us that would really help. And the first thing is I ask for your prayers. We would really love to have you guys praying for us. Prayer support is so important, and if you'd love to pray for us, I would really strongly recommend you subscribe to our newsletter, because we will have our prayer requests on each newsletter, and they're sort of bullet point. We want prayer in every fashion. We want to be praying for our volunteers, praying for the people who are looking for volunteers, and pray for us that we keep the ministry focused and aren't following what we think would be a good idea, but what God thinks is what we should be doing, that we're sensitive to that and listening. So we really would really desire prayer, and to help you with directing your prayer, we'd love to have you subscribe to our prayer newsletter. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that if you like us, tell people about us. And actually, one of the simplest ways to tell people about us is like our Facebook page. That sounds silly. There's lots of things that aren't going to be great about Facebook, but there's some things that are. And if you like us on Facebook, just put your cursor over the like button and click it, and that way our little things will pop up in your news feed when they come up. And as I said, I'm the one that does this, and I'm not social media, so it'll go up maybe once, maybe twice a week. But it's a lot like the newsletter, and it will highlight a volunteer, highlight new opportunities, a little bit about the ministry. But your liking it really enhances our web presence. And if you like something in one of the little posts like that, or you liked a picture, or start a discussion, or you have a question, you know, just participate. It's fine. We would love that. But liking us on Facebook is a very simple way, free, and it helps tell people about us. But if you want to also subscribe to the monthly newsletter blurb for the church, I'll be glad to add you to the list and send you monthly little announcements about a different volunteer every month, the different volunteer opportunity every month. If you would like to link your church website to our website, it makes it awfully easy for people in your church to find ministry opportunities, and that would be great too. So there's a lot of ways besides just going home and telling people about us, which is probably the best thing, but it's very simple, and you can just like us on Facebook. So pray for us, like us on Facebook, and if the desire is there, consider volunteering for one of the positions. You know, take part in the ministry. And as I said, we have opportunities that require only an hour a month right from your own home. So it isn't too demanding. I mean, it doesn't fit everybody. I understand that. But if it does, if it piques your interest, then think about doing that. So pray for us, tell people about us, and volunteer if you would like. And then why do we want to do this? Well, because Scripture tells us to. Ephesians 4, and he gave some to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ. In Luke 10, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send workers into his harvest field. This is exactly what M&A Second Career does. We equip the saints for the work of ministry. We equip the saints for building up the body of Christ. We send workers into the harvest field. That's what we do. That's what we're set up to do. On our brochure, it says something like, let the Lord direct you for his purposes for whatever stage of life you're in. The compass is our logo. But we want the Lord directing our lives wherever it takes, you know, where he wants us to go. So we ask you to consider that. And M&A Second Career, we make matches, advancing mercy ministry through matchmaking. That's what we do. I can talk forever on this, but that's the end of what I prepared. And I just want to make sure everybody has, we're almost near our end of a time, but I want to make sure that people have a chance to ask any questions. All right. Well, I thank you very much. I really appreciate it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This exceeded my wildest expectations, so thank you very much. I appreciate it. If anybody does want a free pen, I've got them. And anybody wants to sign up for a newsletter, the sign-up sheet is somewhere. It's back there in the back. So thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. Stop by the table if you have questions, or if you'd like to look through our book of opportunities. You know where to find us on the website. So I thank you so much.
If we want to register and go on and say what our abilities are, we would also go to the same page. Is there a place that we can plug in and say this is what we're capable of doing?
You go to the website, and you click on Want to Volunteer, and you know it's got your name, your contact information, and then it asks you, do you want to volunteer for a particular listing, or do you want to tell us a little about what you're looking for? Yeah, just tell us what your skills are and what you're looking for. And we don't guarantee, but we try, because that's what we do. We like to do that. Thank you.
Your best bet seems to be to go to the churches and have them publicize, if that's a good word, in their congregation. Because I take this very seriously, and it's something that would be on my radar.
Good.
But I guess, especially because we are particular about it being a PCA.
We want to make sure that.
Turn your item off.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I walked in late. Did I miss a lot the first 5 minutes?
No. We passed
I'm
around.
I'm trying to justify this badge.
Oh.
This is my children.
Well, great. Did you sign up for the newsletter? Did you miss that? Because that went around first.
I can't